Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dettey along with Charlie Long in studio. Steve Geller will join us at 5:45 for our Bet365 triple option feature. Want to tell everybody at 6:30 tonight, LSU baseball hosts UNO, and you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 at 6:30 tonight. Charlie, play-in night for the Pelicans as they see the Lakers one more time.
You know, when I was doing a little bit of research on the matchup, I included in the Sports Slash, every single one of these games, Mike, LA won three of the four, every single one of them was a blowout.
Yep.
Like, even the Pelicans won by 20 points at home this season. They lost by like 43 in the play-in in-season tournament back in Vegas. And then obviously they got blown out just this past Sunday, and they were blown out another time by the Lakers. Every single one of these games, none of them have been close. So I see like the Vegas lines are like 1 point, 1.5 points.
It's almost like pick 'em game.
Yeah, it's like pick who you expect to blow the other team out. I mean, maybe the script changes and maybe it's a really tight game, which if you're a Pelican fan, that will make you sweat given how they played in tight games this year in clutch time. So, yeah, we'll see what happens, Mike. I'm not.
History does have a way of repeating itself.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about history. So I saw this from Rod Walker yesterday. The seven seeds in the play-in tournament so far since its inception 3 years ago are 5-1 against the eight seeds in those first games. So the Pelicans, history is on their side. And, you know, the 1-7 seed that didn't win that first game, that, you know, the one loss, ended up still making the playoffs and winning that 8-9. So the Pelicans, if they don't make the postseason this year with that 49-win mark, they would be setting the wrong kind of history. But let's just, I mean, I've seen people saying, you know, maybe the Lakers will try and duck the Nuggets, the two-seeded Nuggets, the defending champions in the first round. I don't think so either, Mike. I think that both teams are going to be going all out to book their ticket to the playoffs. They just want to get in and see what happens. Yes, Denver is the defending champions. Yes, they have the MVP winner, Nikola Jokic, that nobody wants to play. But once you get into a playoff series, we'll see what happens, right?
Man, you want to get in the playoffs.
You just want to get in. Like, that's first and foremost. You don't want to, as I mentioned, that Helan audio that I played in the Sports Slash, you don't want to leave it up to a winner-take-all elimination game against potentially Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors. And I may be overlooking the Kings. Maybe the Kings do beat Golden State tonight. We'll have to see what happens. That's the later game after the Pelicans-Lakers. But just the idea, Mike, of having to play Steph and the Warriors in a winner-take-all game, it scares the bejesus out of me. I don't want to have anything to do with that. So take care of business tonight against the Lakers. You know, get that second win against them all season long. Find a way to rebound from that embarrassing egg-laying that you did on Sunday. And we'll get to the postseason, and we'll talk about that Nuggets matchup.
This becomes a mental game, Pels, Lakers. It becomes a mental game now. Lakers have won three of the last four meetings versus the Pels. And so it's in your head. And so you got to jump that mental ditch. And I can't explain it in covering sports over 40 years now. There are certain teams that you don't match up against. Players change. Coaches change. But the team doesn't change. And it's unbelievable how you don't match up sometimes against certain teams. Pelicans have really struggled in matchup situations against the Lakers.
Yeah, undoubtedly so. And we talked a little bit about that yesterday, Mike, where they match up really well on the wings against Sacramento, and what the Kings want to do, they don't match up well with the Lakers front court. We'll just call a spade. They don't match up well against Anthony Davis. They don't match up well against Rui Hachimura. They don't match up well against LeBron James. So in this situation, it's a tough battle for the Pelicans. At the same time, they know what's on the line. They should have known what's
on the line Sunday.
And Willie talked about that. But, I mean, listen, Mike, if you lose this game, you're putting it all on the line for one matchup to potentially end a 49-win season without a postseason appearance. And that's the play-in tournament in the modern-day NBA. I get it's a moneymaker. I get, you know, it's exciting basketball. You're fighting for your playoff lives for those bottom teams. It keeps more teams invested at the end of the season instead of adding those tanking teams because you can maybe sneak in as a 9 or a 10 seed. I understand that much. But for the Pelicans, yes, you're probably feeling down that you won 49 games and you still got the 7 seed just because the West was that ridiculous this year. It had 650-win teams, Mike. 651 teams. So 49 wins was enough for the 7th seed because you lost that tiebreaker to Phoenix. So yes, you don't want to be here. You're annoyed that you have to be in the play-in tournament.
But it is what it is, and you've got to deal with it.
You've
got to
deal with it. 150%.
It's reality.
Like, you got to make it to the playoffs. I mean, it would be a wasted season otherwise.
Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking time text line. Let's go to Jimmy and Gretna. Jimmy in the huddle with Mike and Charlie. I didn't want to keep waiting, Jimmy.
Hey, man. Look, I'm trying to move some things around and get to the arena because, like you guys, I got the hall pass, brother.
Okay, right? Okay.
Let me say this. Look, I'm frustrated too. I was there Sunday, and we're not, you know, looking at the home record this year. We've really struggled at home. I don't know what the deal is. Like you guys said,
no.
The Lakers pose a big threat to us. Anthony Davis is out for blood. You know, I don't know if you want to play the whole card of. Like, look, there's some calls there, and this has really tarnished LeBron James' image, in my opinion. He runs down the middle like a tight end. He throws a forearm shiver on Zion, and he gets the foul on Zion, even though he initiates the contact. This is why big stars in New Orleans, small markets, get frustrated playing guys like him or just in general, because I could see Zion's frustration the other night. Now, that's not the only excuse. They didn't play Jonas, but 7 minutes, Valanciunas, 7 minutes Sunday. We got to change that tonight. We got to pack it out. They got $20 tickets right now. $20 tickets, Mike and Charlie, for the game tonight. I know it's Tuesday night.
Charlie,
I know,
Jimmy,
it's an early, you know.
Charlie, Trey Murphy, we saw it. Go ahead. Steve Geller has showed us all the tickets that were available. That's amazing. But, Jimmy, you being there on Sunday – how many Laker fans were there? Man, they had a lot of Laker fans that were there and sitting up front.
Yeah, Mike, am I still on the mic? Because if I am,
you here.
You got all these guys. They had a lot of Lakers fans. I was right behind the Lakers bench in that area. Of course, they had all the bandwagon fans. They're all from Algiers, Metairie, Baton Rouge. They're all wearing it. It's sad. I don't know. There might be more Lakers fans there tonight than there are Pelicans fans. They're giving out free shirts tonight. They want everybody listening who is going, wear red. They're giving out red shirts. We do have to still support them and hope for the best. Now, we could play devil's advocate here and lose and hope we win Friday, but that's a big if.
You've got to win. I agree with you, Charlie. I'm not doing it, man.
At this point, I'm saying I wouldn't be surprised maybe if the Lakers lay down, but that doesn't make sense. They're both playing to win.
Yes.
I'm just saying, look, I don't think the talking heads, the NBA, the execs who make money off of jersey sales really want Jokic versus LeBron. So if I see the referees, I'm just saying, I'm not saying Vegas influence, but if you know what I mean, if I see the referees giving us some good calls, I think what that means at the beginning of the game, I think that means they might let us advance so we play Jokic and LeBron doesn't knock each other out there. But, hey, at this point, Charlie, I'm with you. I just want to get in. I would rather get
into the playoffs and get smoked by the Nuggets than not make the playoffs entirely.
No, you got to get in.
Like, that's my point. Like, when I said it would be a wasted season if the Pelicans miss the playoffs, 49 wins, great improvement in year 3 under Willie Green. But if they don't make the playoffs, what's it for? You know what I mean? So, like, yes, you hate that you're in this position, that you're the seventh seed. You have to be in this dreaded Western Conference play-in tournament against a team that's owned you this year. In three of the four games that you've played, you beat them, you blew them out in one of them.
Yeah, it's not like you play in Sacramento.
No, it's not the team that you're 5-0 against. You're 1-3 against this Lakers squad. And to the point about the Lakers potentially taking a dive, Jimmy, they're a combined 1-7 against the Kings and the Warriors. I don't think they want to play one of those two teams.
Neither
with,
one.
Like, an elimination on the line. Like, they still want to make the playoffs, too. And, I mean, maybe they would rather play Jokic and the Nuggets early on so that they could get it out of the way, in their opinion. I think Jokic and the Nuggets would take care of business against them. But, I mean, that's one thing. As to your point about wearing red tonight, Jimmy, we got a fun text on the line saying, as soon as I saw those black jerseys Sunday, I knew the Pelicans were done. Can the staff please burn those jerseys? I'm still looking for the road season tickets next year, from Jeff the Commuter. I really I like that text because the Skeleton – like
and rebrand. He actually wrote that yesterday, too. So
it
I mean,
was a really cool
credit.
Jeff, that's the Commuter. I like that text. I think that the Skeleton rebrand was really cool, and I like it a lot. I like the colors and the new color scheme with the neon and, you know, the black. I think it kind of fits better than the average stuff. They will be wearing red tonight. So I think the Pelicans are better in those red jerseys as well. If you're someone that kind of buys stock into that, I think they're like, I want to say 18-10 in the red jerseys or something around there. So, yeah, wear red, pack out the Smoothie King Center. I know that a lot of people were
– just win.
Win. You know, Trey Murphy had kind of made a comment after practice yesterday telling fans to come out and show up for the game. And a lot of people were responding, like, the fans will be there. The fans will show up.
No,
it's up
you
to
show
the team.
Up.
You show exactly. up, Pelicans. Don't get blown out. Don't lay another egg against the hated L.A. Lakers. I mean, they can't do it again, Mike.
No, and so hopefully it's a better outcome than we saw Sunday, because that team sort of mailed it in, to be honest with you. Low energy from start to finish.
They gave up 50 first half points in the paint.
And so, again, that tells you you weren't mentally ready to play this team. I don't care how you want to cut it and say, well, coaching doesn't matter. No, coaching does matter. You got to get your team ready for those type of games. And you weren't ready. You were flat as a pancake Sunday against the Lakers. Thank you for the call, Jimmy. We appreciate it. We'll be back with more Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this break. Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike to tell you along with Charlie Long in studio. Want to tell everybody, 9 days away from the NFL draft and first round selection by the Saints and everyone else. And, hey, we do it as good as anybody right here on the Big 870 WWL. And it starts Thursday, day one of the draft at 4 p.m. And you can join Deuce McAllister and Mike Haas at the Saints headquarters. And it'll be the Saints draft preview show with head coach Dennis Allen, executive vice president, general manager Mickey Loomis. Jeff Ireland will be there. Mike Parrington. We'll hear from Clint Kubiak for the first time, Saints' new offensive coordinator. And then come 6 o'clock, it'll be myself and Steve Geller and Deuce and Mike will join us a little bit later. And we'll be at Las Cruces Tex-Mex restaurant in Metairie. So come on by Thursday and join us there. And on Friday, we'll be at Hooters in Metairie. So come on by. First two nights of the draft, we'll give you all the breakdowns of every selection in rounds 1, 2, and 3. And then Saturday, we'll be at Rouse's Market on Power Boulevard. Deuce and I, Haas, Charlie will be involved. Mike Haas will be involved for the first time since 2004. Bobby J won't be involved. His youngest son, Bo, is getting married. And so got a week-long celebration for Bo and his bride-to-be. And so we want to congratulate the Hebert family. Bo, great young man, and so thrilled for him. But Bobby won't be with us for the first time since 2004 with his son, Bo, getting married that weekend. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Let's go to Carl in New Orleans. Carl, you're in the huddle with Mike and Charlie.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate you taking my call. I just
What's up,
wanted
Carl?
To make a quick comment.
All right.
About Willie. Willie, I love Willie. I think he's great. He's an awesome coach, and he's extremely smart and intelligent. The thing that I have a problem with Willie is, and maybe it's from my Marine Corps days, but Willie shows some body language that doesn't look very strong. When he folds his arms or puts his hands in his pocket, it looks very weak. And I think the refs, the other coaches, and definitely players pick up on that because he looks confused. He looks like he's unsure of himself as a coach. And it really, you know, I know that's not the case. He's not unsure of himself, but it looks that way. And I can't help but, you know, think that his players pick up on that. And the other thing is, leading up to the in-season tournament, he was playing all kinds of different groups of guys. And then once we got to play the Lakers, he changed all of that. And they noticed that. Every time we played the Lakers, he's changed that. Every time we go on a winning streak, that next loss is because he's changed something in the rotation. Every single time. So I would just suggest to Willie, stop holding your arms. Stop looking like you don't know what's going on. Stop turning around looking at your bench like, what happened? You're standing on the court.
Yeah, I get what you're talking about, body language, and sometimes I got to disconnect from that because everybody coaches a little bit different way. Their body language is a little bit differently.
Right.
You know what surprised me? Brandon Ingram coming back and he started.
Yeah.
Charlie, you and I talked about that. I was surprised they started him. I thought he would see some time coming off the bench, but I didn't think he'd be the starter that particular game. That surprised me that you made that move. Now, I would have thought that you play him a little bit and then you get him ready for when you get into the playoffs. But, man, that surprised me Sunday when the announcement was that he was going to be in the starting lineup. I really expected he would come off the bench and give a few minutes, and he'd be sort of limited minutes-wise to play, and then, you know, you try to get your legs underneath you after not playing, what, 3.5 weeks?
Yeah. And, Carl, to your point about, you know, the bad losses where Willie just doesn't make any kind of adjustments, I think that there were a couple, and specifically at home. Mike, we've talked a little bit about this. There's been multiple times where the Pelicans have made some hay on the road. Like, they've been a really solid road team. They've gone on this road stretch where they picked up some wins, and then they come home and they just get blown out. Like, just off the top of my head, I remember the Clippers game that happened. They did it to the Suns. And there's, like, big games on the weekends.
And
it's, like,
meltdown
on Friday and Saturday games.
Against the Grizzlies.
Yes, the Grizzlies with John
at home and away.
We had a text that came in talking about the Spurs game, where they were saying, like, it's not the Laker game I was disappointed with. It was the Spurs game, a bad team, and they were hurt. Win that game and the Lakers game doesn't matter from, let's see, 55-25. I agree to a point like that. I still don't know why Zion didn't play in that game. Like, I know that he had a finger injury, or it was reported. I think they were being a little bit too cautious with him because that very next game he played against the Suns was one of the best pro games he's ever played. So I don't really understand what happened there. At the same time, yes, you blew another lead in that game against a really bad team in the Spurs. The Spurs did pick up some late wins.
They had, what, a couple starters that were out?
Yeah, Devin Vassell was out in that game. I think Jeremy Sohan was out too.
Yeah,
so,
yes.
Like, they were missing some of their stud players. And you're looking at a couple different losses throughout the season. The loss to Houston, the losses to the Grizzlies, you know, the losses to the Jazz. There were a lot of teams and a lot of games that the Pelicans should have won, and they wouldn't have been in this position. But that's just kind of looking back. I mean, like, you are where you are, and you got to make the most of it at this point.
Your record is what it says it is.
But that's the thing.
And how well this team has played on the road and how they played at home, where you barely a 500 team, is so puzzling.
Yes.
You can't be the best road record in the NBA and yet barely be 500 at home. Man, that's the biggest piece of the puzzle I don't get this season at all.
No, it is strange, because if you were, in fact, average among those top eight teams in the Western Conference, you're looking at anywhere from 54-ish wins, and you're not even just solidly in the playoffs. Mike, you might be hosting a first-round playoff series, and that's adding like 5 wins to your pretty pitiful home record. Yeah, that's a big difference maker.
We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870. We'll have it on with us Ryan Ward, who covers the Los Angeles Lakers for Lakers Nation. Does a Lakers podcast on the Believe Network. We'll have him on to talk to us about the Lakers. They're coming into this series. And, man, LeBron, at his age, still playing at that level. Just remarkable to watch. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 right after this break. We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike DeTilia along with Charlie Long handling everything behind the scenes in studio. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, he covers the Los Angeles Lakers for Lakers Nation, also does a podcast on the Believe Network, Ryan Ward. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Ryan, before we get into the matchup situation, the thought of watching LeBron at his age and to see what he can still do on the court, that's amazing. Okay, because he got a lot of wear and tear on the body, running up and down the court for as many years as he's played. And yet, man, his ability to sometimes take over a game is still there. There are very few people that have breathed and dribbled a basketball that could do it like what LeBron did for that length of time. That's amazing still to watch today.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. I mean, like you said, no one's ever done it before. We've seen some amazing athletes in the past, but the way he's been able to sustain this kind of level of play is just incredible. I mean, that what he did to the Pelicans last game was ridiculous. he gives them a chance every night when he plays like that. And I think that'll be probably more of the case tonight. It'll be dictated by how he plays.
One of the things Charlie and I were talking about this was this isn't a good matchup for the Pelicans for whatever reason, and we see it at times. The Lakers haven't really matched up well this year against Sacramento, so to speak. But yet the Pelicans have matched up really well against Sacramento. They 5-0 against them. But, man, it's like in their heads now. That it is a difficult out to get the Lakers out. The Lakers have won 3 of the last 4 meetings. This team is Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, and that they get the best road record in the NBA on the road, but yet at home they barely a 500 team. Ryan, I think this is a lot about mental. Now, it's between your ears that the Pelicans have not been able to jump that mental hurdle when they play the Lakers.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I think, honestly, from what I've seen, every time I watch the Pelicans and Lakers, for some reason Zion just kind of disappears. And I think he's got a thing with LeBron, like he's intimidated or something. But I think the last game they played, he just kept passing the ball off. And I'm like, why aren't you driving to the hoop like every single time, putting pressure on LeBron, you know, like trying to get him in foul trouble or something? But he was just super passive and just not engaged. And I think Ingram only just came back, right, from injury?
Yeah, it was his first game back in over 3 weeks.
Yeah, it was about 3 weeks.
Yeah, so that's understandable. You know, you're going to be a little rusty or whatever. But I think it was McCollum and Herb Jones that were kind of keeping him in with some three-pointers.
Yeah.
Sorry if you guys can hear the dogs in the background.
Man, you sound like dogs like what I used to have. They let me know if somebody was around. I know that.
Well, it's like they know I'm on the phone. They know I'm on the
yeah,
phone.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're just like, okay, we're going to start barking all of a sudden for no reason. Oh, drive me crazy. Anyway, I do think the Lakers kind of have their number for whatever reason. And ironically, Sacramento has the Lakers number.
Yeah.
Right? Whenever they play, even though Sacramento can't play a lick of defense, they still could take them down. I mean, I think there's a crazy record, Sabonis against AD. It's like 9-1 or 10-1 or something like that. But just one of those odd matchups where it doesn't look right on paper, but that's just the way it turns out. And for whatever reason, I mean, I think New Orleans is more than talented enough to go toe-to-toe with the Lakers, but they don't show up. But we'll see tonight. I mean, tonight will be the true test for those guys.
Yeah, I mean, to Mike's point about a mental hurdle, I think it's also a physical hurdle that they have to overcome, too, with the size in the Lakers' front court. I mean, you already talked about LeBron, but Anthony Davis is going to be probably a top five voter, like getter in Defensive Player of the Year voting. So, I mean, Anthony Davis in the middle of the paint, like he creates a wall by himself, basically. Also, Rui Hachimura has got great size and length that can bother Zion when he tries to drive to the hoop. And I mean, I just kind of get your thoughts on that matchup individually, Zion against, you know, the size and length of the Lakers front court.
Well, you know what, if Zion played up to his potential or played to what he can actually do on the court, I don't think anybody outside of maybe AD can really hang with him. Maybe prime LeBron, yeah. But he's the key, I think. If Zion gets unlocked and just starts playing up to his potential, I think the Lakers are in trouble. But if not, if he does the same thing he did last game, then I think the Lakers will just run away with it. But Thing is, I think New Orleans can get really hot, too, from deep. You got quite a few shooters out there, and I think there's maybe a lot more talent on that Pelicans team, like across the board compared to the Lakers. I mean, Rui has played really well lately, and I've been super impressed by that guy. He was doing all the right things the last game. He only scored 11 points last game, but they didn't need him to do much. In the first half, LeBron was just connecting with him underneath the basket every time. It was like he was sneaking behind the Pelicans defense and just getting these easy dunks. But it's going to be interesting, man. I honestly don't know which way it's going to go. I think Pelicans are favored right now by like one, something like that. I think that's the last time I saw the spread. But if history's anything, the Lakers advance. But if the Pelicans are actually going to be the team that, you know, that they want to be, then they're going to get the edge tonight.
Ryan, what is the health status of AD Anthony Davis?
That's a good question. I've heard they're doing a bunch of things to his back. I think it was it helped. It was in his favor that they didn't have to travel back to L.A. So he could just rest in New Orleans for the last couple or what, one day, Monday. So I think he'll play. But I think, you know, anybody who's ever played ball before, you know, if you have a back issue that you just tweaked, and
it ain't good.
It seems like it's – no, it's not. And it can easily be tweaked again, especially if you're banging with big bodies, right? So I don't have much faith in AD being 100% AD, but you never know. I mean, maybe the whole adrenaline of, you know, beating his former team in New Orleans will help, but it didn't look good when he walked off the court last – or was it Sunday?
Sunday evening, yeah.
So I don't know. He's going to play, but we just don't know at what level he's going to play.
Ryan, a recent talking point has kind of come up about, you know, maybe the Lakers will take a dive in this game and, you know, they prefer to match up against Oklahoma City, who they have bullied at times this year, that young OKC squad that's the number one seed in the Western Conference, instead of having to match up against Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets in the first round as the 2-7 matchup. I don't buy it from either squad. Because you risk that matchup against, you know, Golden State or even in the Lakers, you know, hand Sacramento. They haven't played well against either team this year. Pelicans have good records against both squads, but at that point you don't want to risk, you know, a one-off game against Steph Curry, the best shooter of all time, or else you get eliminated and miss the postseason with 49 wins, which I would have to look up has ever happened. So I don't buy it. I don't know what you think about it. The Lakers, you know, I think both squads are obviously looking for that 7th seed in their first round matchup against the Nuggets.
Yeah, I don't buy it either. And plus, I mean, if you think about it, when did that ever help anybody to duck somebody? I think that would screw up a team mentally, because then you're giving the Nuggets that mental edge if you ever face them down the road. And the way the Nuggets are playing, you're going to have to get to the finals, right? So why do that? I agree that the Thunder is a much better matchup, but it's just a slippery slope if you do something like that. I mean, I think, say they go into late in the third quarter and they're down 20. Maybe Darvin Ham, the coach of staff, is starting like, okay, maybe we should rest AD. You know, maybe we should rest LeBron. Maybe at that point, you kind of throw in the towel. You think about it. It's in the back of your mind. But for that to be the intention from the go, I don't see that happening. And I think if that did happen, or if it came off that way, heads would roll, you know?
I agree with that. Absolutely.
Yeah, Adam Silver would get involved. There'd be fines. There'd be maybe suspension. Something would happen. Because that's setting a really bad precedent, especially with sports gambling being legal almost everywhere in this country now. It would just cause quite a stir. And then there's that huge distraction for the Lakers for the rest of the way. That's not going to bode well going against Sacramento or Golden State. And my dogs are going insane.
Ryan, we appreciate it. Listen, I agree with you. I think the Pelicans are the more talented team. But history does tell you a little bit of something, and that the Lakers here have had their number. They've had their number. I agree with you totally. I think the Pelicans are the more talented basketball team. But, man, that mental ditch, they haven't been able to jump. They got to do it tonight and have to do it at home.
And so much of it, as you mentioned, Ryan, and as you mentioned as well, Mike, falls on Zion's shoulders. Because, like you said, Ryan, he has not played well against the Lakers this year. Just that past game on Sunday, 4 of 13, 12 points. He only had 4 points in the first half, and that's part of the reason why the Lakers jumped out of such a dominant lead that they never looked back from. So, I mean, he even mentioned in the postgame, like in his postgame presser, that he was too passive. He has to be more aggressive. And if you see an aggressive Zion tonight, I think the Pelicans have a shot to take down the Lakers. If you don't, then there's no chance, as you mentioned.
Then they go down after that. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Really appreciate it. And understand the part about the doggies, too.
Right.
I get you, brother.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thanks, Ryan.
Ryan Ward, who covers the L.A. Lakers for Lakers Nation, also does the Lakers podcast on the Believe Network. Ready to go to the biggest ever Jazz Fest? Experience the music, food, and culture of Louisiana, plus great artists like Chris Stapleton, John Batiste, The Killers, the Robert Cray Band, Heart, Rebirth Brass Band, and more. Listen to Tommy Tucker, Newell Norman, Scoot, and the guys here on Sports Talk for the Jazz Fest Password of the Day. Then go to WWL.com/contests with an S and register to win a pair of tickets to the first weekend of Jazz Fest, and more importantly, plus round-trip Jazz Fest Express Shuttle passes. So when we come back, we'll give you that password of the day. Happy festing from Miller Lite, the official beer of Jazz Fest and WWL. We'll be back to finish it off in hour number one of Sports Talk right after this break. We're finishing up here in hour number one of Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long in studio. And I will give you our password of the day. You ready to go party? Now's your chance to win a pair of tickets to the first weekend of Jazz Fest. Today's password is beignet. That's beignet, B-E-I-G-N-E-T. Now go to WWL.com/contest with an S. Enter that word, beignet, and register to win. It's that easy. Don't miss your chance to win Jazz Fest tickets, plus round-trip Jazz Fest Express Shuttle passes. WWL is giving away a pair every day this week. All you have to do is listen to Tommy, Newell, Scoot, us here on Sports Talk for the Jazz Fest Password of the Day to see amazing artists like Chris Stapleton, John Batiste, The Killers, Robert Cray Band, Heart Rebirth Brass Band, and much more. Good luck and happy festing from Miller Lite, the official beer of Jazz Fest and WWL. Charlie, I know we're getting a lot of texts about if they'd have just beat San Antonio, the Sunday's game would have been meaningless. And all that's true. All that's true. But here's my deal. You can't control yesterday, but you can control today. Take care of business now. Okay.
You know who else lost to the San Antonio Spurs, Mike? The Suns. The Suns at the very end of the season. So, I mean, yes.
Take care of business tonight, and you can't worry about what happened Sunday or a week ago.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. Like, we can look back at multiple losses, as we mentioned, the losses to the Jazz, the losses to the Grizzlies with John Morant, like those heartbreakers, the loss to the Houston Rockets earlier on in the season. Like, they had some really, really brutal losses this year, Mike.
On that red court, I remember that one.
You got to just look past it. Yep. I mean, you are where you are right now. Go beat the Lakers and make the postseason with 49 wins.
We'll be back with more Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this news break.